Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. You're All Local for the 24th of May, 2023. We had those morning showers. They are mostly burning off early this morning. We'll have some scattered late-day showers possible with a high near 80 today, says Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff. Attorney General Ken Paxton accuses Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan of being drunk at work, and he wants him to resign.
Senator, the amendment is acceptable to the author. Is there objection to the opposite amendment? The chair has none. Members adopted.
That is the speaker on the House floor last week, but as KRLD's Austin York reports, there has been no resignation. But we are learning about an ongoing investigation targeting the attorney general.
A Texas House committee will hold a public hearing today after they announce they've been investigating Paxton. The attorney general wants to use $3.3 million worth of taxpayer money to settle a whistleblower lawsuit from former deputies who accused Paxton of misconduct. Phelan doesn't like the idea and has indicated that the House will block the move. Rice political science professor Mark Jones.
Politically, the speaker wouldn't do it, both from his political base, but also just from general principle of the House being an independent institution. It would be unseemly for him and the House to bow to pressure from the attorney general, given this broadside that he endured that is really unjustified.
Jones believes Paxton is frustrated with Phelan for blocking the payout and for watering down bills Republicans are backing in the House. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Some drama, for sure. Well, the Stars had drama. They're now faced with an enormous task. They get blasted last night by the Vegas Golden Knights. In Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals, the Stars were back home after losing the first two games in Vegas. They were hoping to turn things around, but it didn't turn around. They wound up losing 4-0.
It's a monumental lead for the Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh, it's a smattering of boos. There aren't enough people still here to have it be loud. And those who made the trip in to cheer for the Golden Knights are loving it.
The call on ESPN, and it got so bad that Stars fans began throwing trash on the ice at the end of the second period. Tyler Seguin's reaction.
You know, we have amazing fans here, and you know, that's out of character for them. So, you know, hopefully they don't do that again. But, you know, we put them in that position that they're emotional too, just like us. And they've been on this run with us. So we got to do better for them.
Well, they'll get that chance in Game 4 tomorrow night. But they'll be attempting the near impossible. Only four teams in NHL history have come back to win a series after losing the first three games.
I'm Andrew Greenstein at the American Airlines Center, where Game 3 went from bad to worse in a hurry for the Stars. They fell behind 3-0 after just over 7 minutes.
That was rough. That's all I gotta say. That was rough.
And that sucked the life out of both the team and the crowd as the Stars lost 4-0. The Stars now trailed the Golden Knights 3-0, and fans see the writing on the wall.
It's horrific. Absolutely horrific. Never saw it coming.
It hurts. This is a tough one. It's a tough one to swallow. I'm going to have trouble sleeping tonight.
The fourth game of the series and potentially the final game of the Stars season is tomorrow night at 7. At the American Airlines Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In many ways, the grieving has never stopped in Uvalde, but today many of those emotional wounds will be reopened on the first anniversary of the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School that killed 19 children and two teachers.
I'm Chris Fox in Uvalde, Texas, where the victims' families and survivors of the school shooting will have to relive the worst day of their lives.
It's going to be overwhelming. Very sad. We are going to have deja vu.
Berlinda Areola lost her 10-year-old granddaughter, Emery Jo Garza. Mercedes Salas taught fourth grade at Robb Elementary in a classroom across the hallway from the massacre.
Every day I wake up thinking of them. I pray for them.
Manuel Rizzo lost a niece. He spent Tuesday at the state capitol fighting for gun reform.
Our justice is to make changes at all levels to prevent another Uvalde.
Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
North Texas Congressman Colin Allred is marking the anniversary of the Uvalde mass shooting with a call for lawmakers in Washington to work on new gun violence prevention bills.
Last year, we finally ended 30 years of inaction by passing gun violence prevention legislation, and we can build on that. We can strengthen background checks, pass red flag laws, raise the purchasing age of an assault-style rifle to 21.
He says Republicans should work with Democrats to find common ground and pass laws that can save lives.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.